Good morning. This is WYMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
All eyes, of course, northward toward Dannemora and Clinton Correctional Facility. Day 11 in the search for the escaped murderers Richard Matt and David Sweat. And now criticism coming down as the governor calls for a review from the Inspector General. We're hearing other claims from inside the prison and from others that some cuts may be causing problems.
Yeah, Governor Andrew Cuomo is called for an investigation, a formal investigation by his Inspector General's office as the escapees are in their second week of being out of the prison, and the search continues there for Richard Matt and David Sweat, both convicted murderers who were able to escape on June 6th from the prison in Dannemora. The governor says capturing the killers and returning them to custody is still the priority, but it's now important to examine the circumstances that enabled these inmates to escape in the first place. And it's attributed to a mix of poor supervision of corrections officers, lax checkpoints for employees entering the state prisons, and there's some who are saying that funding of prison guards was one of the issues. The Times Union reported on Sunday that the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision's own Inspector General's office, which is separate from the state Inspector General, mishandled an internal investigation into a report of a female employee who had a personal relationship with one of the inmates. It turns out that employee was Joyce Mitchell, who authorities are charging with smuggling tools into the prison that enabled the inmates to escape. So while they're continuing this manhunt in the area around the Clinton Correctional Facility down in Albany, people are asking who knew what, when, and why, and trying to find out what went wrong.
They're also scrambling to end session this week in Albany, Mike. And of course, the questions abound as to whether some of these scandals have complicated negotiations.
Well, our reporter Matt Hamilton today compares the situation at the state capitol in these waning days of the state legislative session as an airport with a long line of planes remaining poised to take off, but they're all stalled behind a jumbo jet. And that jumbo jet, of course, is the issue of extending rent regulations for New York City, and that expired at midnight. However, that the governor has warned landlords in New York that even though it's expired, anything that gets passed this week will be retroactive, and they better not try to manipulate the situation. The rank and file are just waiting for directions so they can wrap up the session, which is supposed to end this week.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.